Okay, the Economic Development Housing Budget Division for Thursday, March 4th will come to order. We have a quorum, and after yesterday's testimony, we tried to knock off some numbers and try and figure out where we can make some appropriate changes and accommodate some of the concerns that we heard. And so I'll let Mr. Jensen explain what we've done, and committee members can make comments if they'd like.
Mr. Chairman, on page 2 of the spreadsheet is the first change. On line 61, labor and industry, there was a transfer from the construction code fund to the general fund of $1 million each year, and that is no longer on the spreadsheet, so that transfer will not take place. And then the bill, the language in the bill is adjusted appropriately. Mr. Chairman, the next change that goes along with that transfer is on page 3, line 107. We're changing the securities fee. This is on filing of stock bonds or interest in say, petroleum mineral rights that are filed in the state. Currently, it's 1/20 of 1% on the fee on the filing. We're changing that to 1/15 of 1%. And on line 107, that shows that would generate about $8.5 million in one fiscal year. Mr. Chairman, then on line 130 and 131, it shows that you know our target was raised up to $28.9 million. And making these two adjustments still shows a zero over or under the target. And then on page 4, under the general fund revenue, labor and industry is no longer in that category. We're not doing that $2 million transfer. And then on line 154 is the securities filing fee, showing that much revenue to the general fund.
And then we heard testimony from housing yesterday, and we had some discussions with some of the housing advocates. The bill, as it's proposed, it has about a $2 million advantage over the governor's recommendation in the out years. And so we were told that they were okay with that, and finance says that they can work with that. So we are going to leave that the same. And then can you explain the tourism?
Mr. Chairman, the tourism, Explore Minnesota Tourism was not changed. The carry forward is about $850,000 for the Explore Minnesota Tourism. And this proposal would take $356,000 from the carry forward. And the agency would have to increase their cut in their operating budget for that $356,000.
Okay, so those are the changes from yesterday, and I don't know if you guys just walked in. You want us to explain it again, or? You can explain it to them, Dan.
I think the biggest change is the security fees issue. So, Cap has done a fantastic job explaining to me, but if you could explain it to some of the folks, I would appreciate that.
You didn't hear it. And what we did was there's a fee on the securities that come into the state, and it's 1/20 of 1%. And by changing the fee to 1/15 of 1%, it generates about $8.5 million. And by doing that, we're able to pick up the $6.2 million that we were asked to add on to our cut target, as well as eliminate the labor of industry problem that we were heard yesterday from Commissioner Swigum. So that gets us to a place where we want to go. The housing advocates had felt they were okay with the way we recommended this, and the agency says they can work with it okay. So we're going to leave that one the same, and we're going to leave tourism the same. And maybe as we go through the process here, we can find out some ways to treat those things a little differently too. But for today, I think we're going to try and move this bill out of here and recommend it to the Finance Committee, if it's okay with everybody. So, Senator Sparks, you want to make a motion if there's no comments or questions from the committee members?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I would move that.
So is there a special motion we have to make here, or just move that the Article 5 of Economic Development, DJ00001, be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Finance?
Right.
Okay, that's Senator Sparks' motion there.
Well, do we adopt this spreadsheet too, Mr. Jensen?
Do we need to say that, or?
Mr. Chairman, you might want to say that. There was a little bit of a change, you'll see on the right-hand side, the fiscal year 12 and 13 numbers, which are basically fiscal year 11 minus 5%.
Does the bill reflect the spreadsheet?
Mr. Chairman, yeah. Those numbers have been changed.
So is it necessary to adopt the spreadsheet also, or just the bill? So we'll just adopt the bill then, and the spreadsheet will reflect it, so it's easy to look at. Okay. All right. Well, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion adopted.
No.
Okay.
No.
Did you say no?
Yeah, I did say no.
Oh,
but you were really quick.
Huh? Well, you told me.
Let the record reflect.
Well, there were more yeses than no's, weren't there?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're very perceptive.
All right. No problem. Meeting adjourned.
I got a bill.
Wait up, Amy. I'm going with you.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
I won't. I got to remember all my stuff.